Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 4. Dajahao, Huan Ying Lai Dao Coffee Break Chinese.
Dajahao, Huan Ying Lai Dao Coffee Break Chinese.
I was quite nervous about that because that's the first time I've introduced the lesson in Chinese. Was it okay?
很好.
Okay, so let's just go through that again. 大家好. So that's hello everyone. Mm-hmm. And then I said 欢迎来到. So welcome to Coffee Break Chinese. 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese.
对，欢迎来到. Coffee Break Chinese.
Let's introduce ourselves. 我叫彭马克.
我叫潘永庆.
Otherwise known, of course, as Crystal and Mark, your Coffee Break Chinese hosts. And we're here with you to help you learn some Chinese along with me, because I'm learning and I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I have been working very hard this week, reviewing what we learned last time. And hopefully in our little review section, I will be managing okay. And I hope all our listeners are going to do the same. Now, in this episode, we're going to take the whole idea of talking about where we come from a little further and talk about where we're going to live.
非常好, 马克准备好了吗?
开始吧!
好!
So as promised, we're going to start with a little bit of review and let's look back to the material that we learned in the last episode. So we've got a little conversation here and hopefully you'll understand this conversation. It gives you the chance to practice some of what we learned talking about where we come from. Okay, Crystal, off you go.
你从哪儿来,彭马克?
我从苏格兰来,你呢?
我从中国来,我是中国人,彭马克,你是哪国人?
我不是中国人,我是苏格兰人. Okay, we're going to say this again, and although I'm going to find this quite difficult, we're going to try to say it a little faster, okay? And just see if you can understand what's going on. We are introducing one particular word here that we covered in an earlier episode, and that's to change things to the negative. See if you can work out what's happening. Let's have the conversation again, Crystal.
你从哪儿来,彭马克?
我从苏格兰来,你呢?
我从中国来,我是中国人,彭马克,你是哪国人?
我不是中国人,我是苏格兰人. Okay, let's go through this conversation. Crystal began by asking me a question.
你从哪儿来,彭马克?
So we've obviously got my name at the end there, but the question itself was 你从哪儿来? Which is, where do you come from?
对.
Literally, you from where come? 你从哪儿来? Where are you from? And I said in response, 我从苏格兰来? I'm from Scotland.
对.
And then I asked Crystal, what about you, Nina?
Uh-huh.
Crystal responded,
我从中国来.
So I am from China.
Mm-hmm.
Then she added,
我是中国人.
So they were hearing China again, 中国, but this time she's adding in the word for person.
人.
人. Okay, that's strange. 日 sound. Mm-hmm. 中国人. And then she asked me,
彭马克,你是哪国人?
So 你是, you are 哪国人, what country person?
对.
So where are you from? And I said something a little different. Crystal, can you read out in good Chinese what I said?
我不是中国人,我是苏格兰人.
So here, I'm saying 我不是, not 我是, which would be I am, but but I'm introducing that 不, which in this case is a negative. It's mm-hmm. making the 是 negative. 我不是, I am not 中国人, mm-hmm. I'm not Chinese. Mm-hmm. 我是苏格兰人.
Yes, so the order of the structure, 我, I, 不 means not. I not is 中国人.
Okay, I not is 中国人. I am not Chinese. Mm-hmm. 我不是中国人. 我是苏格兰人. I am Scottish. I'm Scotland. I'm a Scottish person. Okay, so we're going to take this a little bit further today. We've got this construction already. Where do you come from?
你从哪儿来?
We've heard that already. And of course, the response to that is, in Crystal's case,
我从中国来.
So Crystal's saying, I'm from China. So let's do this one more time. Crystal, 你从哪儿来?
我从中国来,但是现在... 我住在苏格兰.
That was a lot more than we had prepared for. Okay, can you say that again?
我从中国来,但是我住在苏格兰.
That was a little more than we had planned to do. Can you say the whole sentence again then?
我从中国来,但是我住在苏格兰.
Okay, so you started by saying 我从中国来, so I am from China, I come from China. I'm going to guess, you mentioned 苏格兰 in mm-hmm. there, so that's Scotland. I'm guessing that you're saying you're from China, but you live in Scotland.
对.
Let's hear, I live in Scotland.
我住在苏格兰.
我住在苏格兰. Okay, one more time.
我住在苏格兰.
Okay, obviously our listeners aren't necessarily from Scotland, so could we say, for example, 我住在英国.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Britain.
可以, you can.
Okay. What about 我住在美国?
很好. 我住在美国.
我住在美国. I live in the United States.
对. So, 彭马克, how do you say you live in Australia?
Okay, I'm going to think about this a little bit. 我住在澳大利亚.
很好.
I like that one.
How about you live in Canada?
We'll give our listeners some time to think, and me some time to think too. I think it's going to be 我住在加拿大.
加拿大.
加拿大.
很好.
我住在加拿大.
非常好.
Okay, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If we are saying 我住在, is that like saying I live in?
对.
So does the word 在 mean in?
Yes, it could also mean at. In Chinese, we do not differentiate between in, from in, and at. It's the same character, 在.
在, okay. So, if that's the case, could we also say, I live in, and then mention a town or a city, and using the same 我住在?
对.
Okay. So, the question is, how do we say a particular city? Let's start with ones that will sound Chinese already. How would mm-hmm. you say, I live in Beijing, for example?
我住在北京.
我住在北京. That's I live in Beijing. And just to make this clear in my head, 北京, that's a third tone and a first tone.
对.
Okay. I don't know if this is of use to our listeners. I'm doing all sorts of things with my hands here, and Crystal's laughing at me as I'm doing them. But I'm using my hands to suggest which tones they are. So, for example, the first tone, I'm holding my hand up high because that's a jing, like Beijing. The second tone, I'm moving up to the right. The third tone, I kind of make a V with my hand downwards. V, so that's a third tone. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth one is a chop down to the right.
Right.
So, for example,
在.
Okay, so I'm going to say 我住在北京. Fantastic. 非常好. Okay, what about Shanghai?
Shanghai.
Oh, that's nice and easy. So that would be, I live in Shanghai. 我住在上海.
我住在上海.
So that's a fourth and a third. Shanghai.
对.
我住在上海. What about Hong Kong?
香港.
One more time.
香港.
So I live in Hong Kong.
我住在香港。我住在香港。
Mm-hmm. I live in Hong Kong. Okay, what about some other places that people may live? Of course, I live in Glasgow, so how would I say I live in Glasgow?
我住在格拉斯哥。
Okay. 我住在 I've lost the tones there.
格拉斯哥。格拉斯哥。格拉斯哥。
Mm-hmm. Okay, Glasgow. 格拉斯哥. What about London?
伦敦。伦敦.
Okay, that sounds a bit funny, that one. 伦敦.
So, Mark, how would you say I live in London?
我住在 London.
我住在伦敦.
London.
很好.
London. Okay. Edinburgh?
爱丁堡.
爱丁堡.
So how do you say I live in Edinburgh?
我住在爱丁堡.
很好。爱丁堡.
What about a city in the United States?
For example, New York.
Okay.
纽约。纽约。纽约。
Okay.
So how do you say I come from Australia, but I live in New York?
That's a bit more complicated. Let's give all our listeners and me some time to think. I've forgotten the word for but.
但是。但是。但是。
Okay, so I'll start again. 我从澳大利亚来。但是。我住在纽约。
我从澳大利亚来，但是我住在纽约。
Okay, I think we'll be doing a little more practice after the break of all of these expressions and adding in a couple of new ones too. We'll be back in a moment.
一会儿见。
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. Okay, welcome back. In this episode, we've been looking at the expression I live in, talking about where we live. So let's hear the I live in one more time.
我住在。
So I live in, literally, 我住在in. Is that correct?
对.
Okay, so we also learned the question, where do you live? Let's see if I can remember how to ask this question. I think you turn it around and say, you live in where?
对.
So that would be 你住在哪儿?
对, 你住在哪儿?
Let's put this into practice. Crystal has a list of three people here. She's going to read out who these people are, and she's going to say where they're from and where they live. Let's see if we can work out where these people live and where they're from. Let's try with number one.
Number one. 我叫王强。我从中国来。我住在格拉斯哥。
Can we hear that again, please?
我叫王强。我从中国来。我住在格拉斯哥。Okay,
so here we're talking about Wang Tian.
Wang Qiang.
Wang Tian. And Wang Tian said, 我从中国来。 So, Wan Tian is from China.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wan Tian said, 我住在格拉斯哥.
非常好.
From Glasgow, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's try number two.
Number two. 我叫苏慧。我从美国来。我住在英国.
One more time.
我叫苏慧。 我从美国来。我住在英国。Okay,
so there you're talking about Su Hui.
对.
Okay, and I think Su Hui is from America.
对.
She said, 我从美国来。 I'm from America. And then she said, 我住在英国. So she lives in Britain.
对.
Okay, one more.
我叫李刚。我从加拿大来。但是现在我住在纽约。
Okay, there's something different going on here. Let's hear it one more time.
我叫李刚。 我从加拿大来，但是现在我住在纽约。So
here we're talking about
Li Gang,
okay? And this person lives or is from Canada?
对。加拿大。加拿大。
Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So they're from Canada. And then you said that 但是, but
现在, now.
Oh, right, okay. But now I live 我住在 纽约. I've got the tones wrong there. 纽约. I live in New York.
对.
Let's hear but one more time.
但是.
And what was the word for now?
现在.
现在, okay, so 现在, but now, 但是现在, I live, 我住在, in London.
伦敦,
我住在伦敦,
非常好.
Okay, how do you say in Chinese, I'm tired?
我累了.
我累了, I am tired with all of these place names, and I think we're going to leave it there for this episode. Now, there are obviously more materials that you can use to help you get a head start on your Mandarin Chinese, and you can find out all about these at coffeebreakchinese.com. We have video versions of these lessons. We have the lesson notes, which explain everything that's covered and give you some bonus vocabulary too. And there's also some bonus audio materials, which will give you more chance to translate along with me, either from English into Chinese or from Chinese into English.
And don't forget that you can also join us on social media and practice your Chinese with us. All the details are at coffeebreakchinese.com.
That is where we're going to leave it for today. We hope that you've enjoyed this lesson and that in addition to being able to introduce yourself, see how you're feeling, you can now talk about where you're from and indeed where you live. Thank you very much, and until the next time.
谢谢,再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.